Global Justice Now, a campaigning social movement, received information that agribusiness participants of the New Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition, a G8 initiative, are meeting on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum this week. The New Alliance was touted 3 years ago as a big business solution to feeding Africa and the world. Part of their strategy is to use big, usually Western corporations, to create mega farms in Africa that would export the food primarily to the West. But Africa would also receive a share of the wealth with more jobs, money, and food security. So let's take a look at the progress the New Alliance has made. Nick Dearden, the head of Global Justice Now, gives us a recap.
When we look at what's happened over the last 3 years of this scheme, what we see is farmers being displaced, small-scale farmers displaced to make way for industrial-scale agriculture, countries like Ghana being forced to introduce new laws in order to help corporations make more profits through their ownership of seeds. So exactly what we feared from the beginning, that this wasn't actually about helping to eradicate hunger, wasn't actually about trying to make the lives of the poorest in African countries better, has been shown to be correct. And we think that, you know, 3 years in, this is a good time to remind the public that this is exactly the kind of scheme we shouldn't be funding.
It's not only technology or mega farming or even the overuse of fertilizers. Farmers in Africa are being kicked off their land after big businesses sign agreements with their federal governments. Josephat Mshigati of Action Aid in the rural Bagamoyo district in Tanzania tells me about Eco Energy, a Swedish-owned company that has leased more than 20,000 hectares of land to produce sugarcane. The farmers didn't consent to this. They were told to leave and they would be compensated. Unfortunately, it wasn't a good phone line, but let me summarize what Mr. Mshigati has to say. The farmers were told to get off their land and were given non-arable land. So some people agreed to work to cut the sugarcane, but their salary is so low that they are having trouble buying food for their families. Eco Energy said it would buy sugarcane off the farmers willing to grow it, but they haven't been paid in months. When they were finally paid, it was a price lower than the one they were quoted. While stories like the farmers of Bagamoyo district seem to be more common with New Alliance partnerships in Africa, some have refused to comply with the New Alliance. Farmers in Taraba State, Nigeria, were given the same runaround. Dominion Farms, a Canadian company, spoke to Nigerian high-level government officials, but they didn't talk to the people who actually farmed the land, says Raymond Enoch, the chairman of the Center for Environmental Education and Development in Jalingo, Taraba State, Nigeria.
Dominion Farms came from the top. They came to Nigeria, first met the federal authorities, and then the federal authorities met with the state authorities here at the state level. And then the state authorities came directly to the farmers, and in fact, even the bottom line, the mother ministry, which is the federal ministry of water resources, that has been managing that same portion of land from 1976 till today, they were not equally consulted. The farmers were not equally consulted. So for you to just come into my community and say, you want to do something that will change my life, you really need to discuss with me and convince me that what you want to do is to my own benefit, and I can drive maximum benefit on it better than what I am doing now.
Enoch says that the farmers have fought this and they continue to farm. Dearden of Global Justice Now says the New Alliance is adding to the problem of food security, not the solution.
And really, until you have regulatory frameworks that allow small farmers to be protected so they can grow food for ordinary people in their societies, especially the poorest, you're going to continue having a situation where people suffer hunger, not through any lack of food in the area they live in. We have the technology and the communications now to be able to get food anywhere we want to, but primarily because of their poverty.
Farming professionals have made it clear African governments need to decide whether big business takes root and displaces native farmers forever, or if feeding their own people should be a first and not a secondary priority.